At one polling location in the Capitol View Stiff Station area, voter Barbara Stefan called this an important election.
Very much so.
Why?
Because of the incivility in our country.
Pat Watson also voted.
It's our ability to have a revolution every 2 to 4 years.
So you're a regular voter?
I am. Absolutely. And of course, this one, like the one before, is critical. The rise in racism and the invasion of the religious right to totally get rid of the First Amendment.
After campaigning earlier in the day for one of Little Rock's mayoral candidates, Mike Poe then showed up to vote.
Well, doing my part as an American for sure, and I always like to come out on election day, and there's never really a crowd here at the Westside Baptist Church on 7th Street where I come to vote, and I've spent the last hour or so shaking a sign and waving up at Kavanaugh and Markham for Warwick Sabin, who's right over there, who is the best candidate for mayor, and I'm super stoked to be here for him, and of course vote for Clark Toker and Jared Henderson as well. It's a very important race.
Many voters said President Trump inspired them to vote, even though he's not on the ballot. State Republican Party Chairman Doyle Webb noted the president's role in this election.
He certainly considers it a referendum on himself, so I'm not going to argue with him in his evaluation. Normally, an election that in the midterm is a referendum on the president, so historically that would be accurate.
Polls show the president remains popular in Arkansas, and Webb expects this to be a good election for Republicans in the state. In Little Rock, voters are casting ballots in the race for mayor. Candidate Warwick Sabin spent the day waving campaign signs at various polling locations.
I feel great. I mean, I'm very much at peace because we've worked so hard over the last year and a half to get to where we are. There's not a part of the city I haven't covered or people who I haven't talked to or issues I haven't addressed. So I feel like we've done everything we can, left everything on the field, and I'm hoping for a good result.
At the corner of 12th and University, Frank Scott Jr. was waving one of his signs.
Frank Scott Jr. for mayor! Yeah! I appreciate that, bro!
He told me,
"It's been a long and grueling election cycle the last 14 months, but most importantly, I had the great opportunity to share my vision for our city, and that's unifying our city and focus on jobs growth. So I'm definitely extremely happy, excited, emotional, intense, and nervous all at the same time, so it's an emotional roller coaster."
Baker Curris got in the race in June. This afternoon, he was at a phone bank at his election headquarters, with he and volunteers making calls to voters. He made this pitch for support.
"Look at our resumes, listen to all the talk, and then look at the qualifications of the candidates, and I hope they'll look at my resume, which has got a background in business and law and problem-solving, organizational management. That's where it's going to happen for our city, is really putting our city back on track and getting things done. And I've got a background of changing things, making things different and better. That's what I hope to do for Little Rock."
Vincent Tolliver and Glenn Schwartz are also vying for mayor. If none of the candidates gets 40% tonight, a runoff election will decide the winner. Statewide, voters are also deciding races for all of Arkansas's four congressional districts and constitutional offices. Also to be decided are proposals to raise the state's minimum wage and expand gambling. KUAR will have full election results and analysis, along with national coverage from NPR News, beginning tonight at 7. Michael Hiplin, KUAR News.